Let's welcome our newest hockey analyst every Tuesday, which is why we're renaming Tuesdays Bertuesdays, a man who has never graced an issue of ESPN the magazine's body issue, Todd Bertuzzi. Welcome to the starting lineup on Sportsnet 650.
Lovely. Thanks for having me this fine morning. How are you guys doing?
I was waiting for you to say it is what it is.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you realize?
You know what? I already told you the stuff that comes out of my mouth that I don't even know that comes out of my mouth. That's what made me
Do you realize, like, how many people that still comes up? Like, if you're a Canucks fan and you grew up as part of maybe the West Coast Express generation, like people that grew up watching you or remember watching you play, like that is one of the most iconic quotes for sports fans here in Vancouver. Like,
I used it with my kids last week. My son did something. I looked at him and goes, "Well, it is what it is," and I started laughing.
It should be a bumper sticker, really.
Absolutely.
Did you ever notice it catching on?
I actually had someone send me a T-shirt with my big mug on it that said, "It is what it is." I guess it's a little bit catchier than I thought.
There you go. You should be marketing that, my friend. Hey, we were just talking about Canuck prospects, and we talked to Jim Benning yesterday on the air, and we talked to Travis Green in the afternoon yesterday as well, and both have pretty well gone with the company line of, you know, young guys have to earn their spots on the roster. That said, as a young player, you want to know there's going to be an opportunity. And Benning says there is some spots open. So how is a young guy going into a training camp? Do you get noticed?
Well, there has to be some spots open. You guys are in a transition. You're trying to figure some things out. But at the same time, I do go along with the fact that you don't want to rush these young kids. I've seen too many of them. There's only certain players that can play at 18. McDavid's, Tavares. I remember at 18, there wasn't a chance I could make an NHL roster, let alone stay up and play. I wasn't mature enough or ready enough. So I always go back to the way the Red Wings do it. Let them ferment down in the minors. Let them earn their stripes. Let them learn the systems, how they do it the Detroit way. And then it seems that every prospect that comes up after 2 or 3 years of down there, they either win a Calder Cup or they're coming in flying with the organization, and they get off the good starts.
It's kind of crazy hearing you, like, what happened to you? Like, the fact that you're, like, endorsing the Detroit Red Wings model. Like, you were a Vancouver Canuck. Like, you were, like, I remember that 0-2 series, man. Like, you know, the Wings were the bad guys. You know, they were, Sedin is not Swedish for punch me and hit me.
Yeah.
You remember? Yeah. And here you are employing the Detroit model. Like, what happened to you?
Well, you know what? It was the latter years of my career, and obviously two of the top GMs I've ever been with is Brian Burke and Kenny Holland. Yeah. So I'm just speaking from the team that ended up winning all the cups compared to the ones that didn't, which was us over there. So I just watched the way they built their team, the way they put everything together with their young kids, who they bring in for veterans and all that. And I know that you guys have an absolute terrific one coming in Vanek. So.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about Travis Green a sec, but you mentioned Vanek. So talk about Vanek and what he brings to the organization, because the signing was met with some mixed reviews, with some people saying you're just taking a spot away from a young guy. So tell us about Vanek.
Well, you need dressing room leadership. You need that veteran presence, whether it's for 1 year or for two or whatever it is. You need someone who carries a big stick and has an opinion and can show the kids on how to do it. All I know from being in Detroit here is that the guys love them in the dressing room. And potentially he could be that kind of fill-in for the Twins. I think he can play on the wing with those guys. Guy in the high slot, he plays 200 feet. But most importantly, he's a great dressing room guy. I think it's a very good pickup, especially for that price.
Now, we mentioned Travis Green, the new head coach, and we talked to him yesterday, and you have a familiarity with Travis, of course, because you two played together. So here's what Travis had to say about and you mentioned the Twins, and he's talked very openly about the Twins and what he expects from them. Have a listen to this, Todd.
You know, these guys you're talking about Hall of Fame hockey players that have a real understanding of how the game is played today. Not only that, but like a lot of great players, they know when they play well, and they also know when they're not playing well. And I think they both agreed that they've got a better season in them than we saw last year.
So that's pretty big words from a new head coach coming in about two potential Hall of Famers.
Oh, I couldn't. I totally agree with Travis. That obviously he knows his hockey because those two are first ballot Hall of Famers for what they've done in the league and what they've done in their careers. I agree with Travis on that statement. I said they do have another big impactful season. Let's hope that they can get someone to play on the wing with them that can play a little bit quicker, get to some holes a little bit faster for them, and finish some more plays off. But I think if we can find someone, or you guys can find someone to play with those guys, even if it's one or two guys who mix in and out, whoever's playing the best plays with them, you can give them another boost, another good season.
We're talking to Todd Bertuzzi here on your home for the Vancouver Canucks, Sportsnet 650. Todd, touch on the Twins here, because obviously you played with them and you didn't necessarily play on the same line with them, obviously playing with mostly Mo and Nazzy in your time when they were here at the same time. But look, these guys, like last year, Louis Erickson, he's coming off a 30-goal season, and a lot of there's the expectation that, hey, you know what, it's going to be instant chemistry. You got a guy who's a natural goal scorer playing with two great playmakers, but it doesn't connect. And we've seen this, some guys hit it off well, some guys don't. What's the key or what's the secret to playing with Daniel and Henrik to be successful or to be effective?
Patience. And understanding that you might not have the puck on your stick for a whole entire period. And and learning to adapt and learning to find holes, you got to watch them in practice. In order to be a good, to get a good line together, you got to watch them in practice. What are their tendencies? Where do they go to? Where do I need to be? And seriously, if you're playing on that wing, you're not going to touch the puck that much. So you have to find open spots, open holes. You can go a whole period, two periods without even touching it, but they'll find you eventually. You just got to be patient and read off them and communicate with these guys. These guys are very communicative kids. They know the game very well. They know what's going on right now, and just have an open book policy where you can try to find some chemistry like that.
So talk to me about Travis Green, because you guys have a long history together. What are Canucks fans, what are the Canucks getting in a guy like Travis Green, who you go back, I guess, almost 20 years with?
Yeah, I played with Greeny in Long Island. First line I ever played on was with him and Zygmunt Palfy. And I always had a ton of respect for Travis. You know what? He was always great to me as a young kid. Spent a lot of time with him. And then, obviously, I went to Anaheim. I got to spend some time with him out there. I think it's a tremendous pickup. But at the same time, I hope that they give him every piece and every person in the barn, give him a chance. With every player that they can have showing up for camp and being there, so he can see the full roster, the full team, and see what the next handful of years is going to be like for him.
The one thing that Canucks really struggled with was defensively last year. Was how do you as a team try to improve that? I mean, they brought in a couple of guys they're hoping that would play a little more defensively, and they're hoping they get the one thing that really hurt them last year was a lot of injuries, of course. So how do you as a play team defense is what I'm trying to ask.
Oh, you can teach defense. You can't teach offense. That's the thing. It's about the guys coming in there and buying into the system. The systems have to be laid out right from the minute that they show up to training camp. And you know what? I spent 7 years with Detroit doing it. And honestly, there were times I could have done a blindfold hungover or whatever, but all we did was the same thing over and over and over again. And at a point in time, you're just like, okay, like this is enough. But you know what? It works. And even when I was coaching minor hockey, I coached for 3 years up here in Detroit. I did the same thing. Our practices were the same thing defensively. And over time that the kids got to be able to turn their brains off and just play and react instead of thinking all the time. And I think that needs to start right from the get-go.
And is that, and so do you just continue to push that with these young players here at this level for guys that want, so for guys like Jake Virtanen, and you know, here's a 21-year-old that some people want to call a bust, and he's a 6th overall pick 3 years ago. And you've got a Brock Besser.
21.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think when you hear something like that? Because obviously you've worked with a lot of young talent. You got a 16-year-old son who was a top pick in the Ontario Hockey League.
Yeah.
I mean, is it too soon to write somebody off at 21?
Well, there's a difference between the fans and the people having an opinion on it and writing them off. And then there's an opinion of the GM and hopefully the scouts and all that who draft, and that you have to have patience. He's 21 years old. The last thing you – well – put it this way, what happened to me in Long Island?
Right.
I think I was 21, 22 or whatever. Mike Milbury got impatient, didn't see what he did, and he ended up making the trade with, ended up being myself, Brian McCabe, and Jarkko Ruutu for Trevor. Yep. And look what happened to that deal. He wasn't patient enough to wait. He did the same thing with freaking Zdeno Chara. Didn't wait for him and end up shipping him off to Ottawa. So you got to be patient with these guys. These young kids grow into their bodies. It might happen at 23, 24, 25, 26. You got to be patient with some of these. There's a reason why they drafted them. They obviously saw an upside and tons of talent. So be patient with that thing. That's how I would handle it.
So when do you recognize something isn't clicking then?
Well, I think you can judge on the person. Is the person coming into camp in shape? Is he coming in committed? Is he getting better each camp? Is he pushing the envelope to make a roster spot? I think that's how you, and if he's not doing any of the above, then obviously he doesn't want to be there or he's not committed to being a hockey player. So it's pretty easy. You can read it from year after year of seeing camps.
Hey, listen, before we let you go, we're talking to Todd Bertuzzi here on Sportsnet 650. You're home for the Vancouver Canucks. The NFL season's set to kick off here on Thursday, where you've got Steve's defending Super Bowl champion, Patriots. They go up against Kansas City. But I know you're a diehard Lions fan. Do you agree with throwing all that money at Matt Stafford to be your franchise quarterback when he's never won a playoff game? That's right.
What yes. I do know is that your best player has to get paid. That's what I do know. And we live in a world where the money is out of this world. And you know what? It's exciting that being an athlete, you can get paid like this. But for the Detroit Lions, they absolutely needed to sign him up because he single-handedly won, I think, 3 or 4 comeback games. Where if it was an average show quarterback, it wouldn't have happened. So, yes, I would agree. You got to pay him the big bucks.
I agree with you 100%. You either pay him or you get rid of him and try from scratch once again. So if you got a guy that you think is going to go,
how many teams have started from scratch over and over and over?
That's right.
Still never ends up happening.
Ask
so,
Mike
what?
Milbury.
That's right. You're correct on that one.
That's right. You got that one. That's for sure.
Bert, thanks so much. Welcome to the show, man. We'll do this again next Tuesday, all right?
Awesome. Have yourself a great day. Take care.